it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronomerologist. Welcome to Star Codes. This is the podcast where we look at an upcoming event in the stars and numbers to help us navigate the energies to our highest capability and for our highest good. And in this case, we are looking at a very exciting new moon. It happens every year around this time, and that is the new moon in the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, one of the two benefic planets, the other being Venus. And Jupiter governs everything that is expansive and positive, joyful, wise. It governs faith and higher learning. And it governs justice as well. And it is such a beautiful sign. So, again, this new moon blesses us in many ways. And this year, there's an extra twist, which I'm going to get in a moment. First, the timing. So it happens on 12/12 in 2023 at 11:32 p.m. Universal Time London, and that's 6:32 p.m. Eastern New York and 3:32 p.m. Pacific LA. Now, 12/12 is a powerful date to begin with. We have it once a year, and it represents our 12 signs, the 12 hours of the day, 12 inches in a foot. There's a lot of 12 energy in our society, in our culture, in our myths. And 12 really indicates the eternal student in numerology. It governs that sense of learning and that we are constantly learning, that we are on a planet incarnated to learn, right? To grow. So the number 12 represents that, as do the 12 hours that make up the day and night in our human existence. So in this new moon, the sun and moon are both at 20 degrees Sagittarius, and they're together, 2020 vision, perfect vision. This is a theme that we had also in November, and it really does indicate seeing things crystal clearly. Now, this 2020 setup in the numerology code is very important because it literally brings balance to an astrology event, which is the little twist that I just mentioned. And that is that the sun and moon will be both square to Neptune in Pisces. Neptune will be at 24 degrees Pisces, almost 25 degrees. It still is a square and it's powerful. It's in the mutable signs, Sagittarius and Pisces. So Neptune is a very mellifluous, mutable planet. It governs spirituality and dreams. And when there's a square to the sun and moon, the two luminaries, we may not see things so clearly. It also can mean that you are very activated, which is what a square does. It's tense. It gets you into action. You will be very activated to listen to your dreams, your intuition, your inspiration. And this will be absolutely crucial in navigating the energies, which may at times be very confusing. So fortunately, that numerology code of 2020 vision does help us see through the nebulous energy. So what you want to do around this new moon, again, it's on 12/12, is refrain from making some important decisions or quick decisions. Focus more on beauty, on learning, Sagittarius, on art, on expansion, to soothe what may come up as some nervous energy. And focus on mystical experiences because they will be greatly heightened at this time. So in order to be in that spiritual place, you do need to feel rested and at peace. So if you need extra sleep or you are able to take a nap the days before the new moon and, of course, the day of the new moon, to able to restore what brings you into emotional, physical, mental harmony, that will be very important. Neptune actually symbolizes unconditional love and compassion. It governs Pisces, the final sign, which is the sign of transitioning into another realm. And it basically accepts, it surrenders. And so this will be a very important theme due to that square. So coupled with the 2020 vision, that clarity, and the Sagittarius higher learning and expansion theme, that square to Neptune is really asking you to follow your heart. Your heart will give you the direction to experience bliss and joy. And just know that life does come with a spiritual manual. And it's not an actual intellectual dive in and learn point A to Z. It is literally a manual that is spiritual. It is your heart. It tells you how to live your life. And the way this manual communicates to you is through certain feelings that are produced in the heart. And the feelings that you follow are, they're not the same as emotions. So emotions are more the byproducts of the ego. Heart-centered feelings focus on peace. They focus on love and joy rather than sadness or anger, which is more an emotional response. So joy and peace, love and gratitude, delight, compassion, awe, and feeling content don't come from that emotional reactionary place. They arise from your divine inner self, which is guiding you from your intuition and your heart. So it's important to be present, right? When you use your intuition, you're not reacting from something that happened to the in the past, which is then conditional, which is the emotional reaction. You're not feeding and acting on those emotions, but you're using discipline and maturity and inner strength to not go there, right? It's not always easy to do that because you're resisting the path of least resistance, which is the emotional reaction. But in order to flow through life with ease and with grace, it must be resisted. This is our natural MO, is to go by, you know, the way it's always been, you know, to fall into the trap of the emotional reactionary response. So negative emotions really interfere with ease in general, of course. They interfere with our goals of happiness, our goals of love, and our goals of self-mastery. And these goals really need to become our primary goals, our first go-to goals. They take first priority over the temporary relief that comes from releasing emotions mindlessly, right? Thoughtlessly. So this Sagittarius new moon is asking us to see those illusions of emotions versus the love that comes from the heart, the wisdom that comes from the heart. And that means following the feelings of your higher divine self, because that is when life goes well, which is what Sagittarius and Jupiter specialize in, well-being and feeling abundant and joy. And contrast that to indulging in emotions, which always feels heavy and it causes all kinds of difficulties. So that square from the Sun and Moon to Neptune is going to present us with a choice on how to act. And the wisdom of Sagittarius is going to help us choose that path in a wise way. And it requires more discipline to walk that path, but it is where you actually want to go, because it is where your dreams, epitomized by Neptune, will be fulfilled. So again, Sagittarius is the sign of higher learning, of research, of wisdom. It symbolizes hope and faith. And Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius and the ruler of this new moon, is trine to Mercury during this new moon. And that means that you can share your life. You can communicate in a joyful way. Optimism is really the main frequency with this beautiful trine. And your positive ideas really take on momentum and flight. So Jupiter, the ruler of this new moon, is also opposite Venus, and these are the two benefics in astrology. That means you're going to be a lot more open to heart-centered experiences, Venus being the planet of love, and you feel more connected in your relationships. You also need to be more sensitive, with your loved ones. And if you feel overwhelmed by any responsibilities, focus on whatever positive impact those responsibilities actually generate down the road. So Jupiter and Venus in any kind of relationship, any aspect to each other, even the opposition, is wonderful for friendships, for pleasure, for fun. And when these two benefics interact, they enhance abundance as well. So all of those are on tap for this new moon. You really want to feel free in where you want to go. Sagittarius is a fire sign. It fires you up. And feeling free to where you want to go, of course, seems like it's obvious, but many people don't go where they want to go. They go where they think they should go. And some think that they have to do certain things, whether they want to or not. And this way of thinking definitely can hold you back. It applies really well to practical things, right? Like, you know, getting up and brushing your teeth and eating healthily, exercising, showing up on time. Those are all practical things we need to adhere to for life to flow. But living your life in a certain way because you think you have to or should, through some heavy expectations that are being put on you that you've taken on, that isn't a very happy way to live. So Sagittarius, being the sign of the big vision and embracing positive expansion and being a fire sign of courage, it embodies this and it encourages us to make choices about being happy. Very simple. Follow your bliss and know that that's how it's meant to be. You're meant to be happy. So naturally, the way to happiness is to do what makes you happy, not to do what you think you should do. So when bliss is the path of choice, then bliss is the result. If you choose happiness, happiness will show up for you. Follow your heart's guidance, even when doing so doesn't make sense to the mind. Because again, the mind is, it's not expansive. It's not like Sagittarius. It cannot grasp the trust in the divine, the spiritual connection, the intuition. The mind will always go for safety, for security, for comfort, for recognition, for pleasure, for power. And what does this leave out? What about love? What about peace and wisdom and compassion and fulfillment and growth and patience and inner fortitude and strength, courage? All of those things that are developed by the challenges that we have and valued actually by your divine self. So sometimes in life, we do have to sacrifice security or safety or both for what we truly value. And if that is the case, we need to always focus on what we are gaining instead. We need to truly trust that life is so benevolent that there is no time when we're asked to sacrifice something when we're not gaining something at the same time. So the thing to really know and understand about all of this, and Neptune really helps, the square to Neptune, is that everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. Few things could be said about life in general that is more true than nothing is permanent. And it may feel like it is permanent when we are drawn into a very dramatic situation or a situation that causes some deep trauma or a lack of safety or security. However, it is later that we realize that whatever loss we felt or sacrifice that we made, within it there is a gain down the road. And it may not be immediately clear, right? We see that later, and that's often the case. In hindsight, we understand. So always look for what is gained. This is what Sagittarius wants us to do. Look at the optimistic side. Look at what is gained, not at what is lost. Sagittarius implores us to have that faith and trust. Sagittarius inspires us to have expansive positivity, always glass half full. And this approach will be incredibly important in 2024, where tremendous shifts are in play, and we will need to have that positive outlook, that sense of empowerment in that 8 universal year that 2024 adds up to. And so I highly recommend that you join me on December 12th, 12/12, the day of this wonderful Sagittarius new moon, when I'll be giving my 10th annual ultimate Yuli forecast, in this case for 2024. And you'll be receiving your personal forecast as well for your sun, moon, and rising sign, your personal year forecast, and so much more. We're going to cover the eclipses and the important transits, and everything will be looked at from both a practical and spiritual perspective. And you can register at no risk. We have a 15-day money-back guarantee once the live stream airs, and there'll be a replay as well. So go and watch a short video at 2024forecast.com, and it'll tell you all about what we're going to cover. And I look forward to seeing you on December 12th. Meanwhile, have a beautiful week and a wonderful Sagittarius new moon. Wishing you lots of love.